Scouting out of the blue corner. He gives you your football meat and potatoes style and is the undisputed king of detailed player analysis. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Steve the Scout.
Hey guys, this is Steve the Scout. I am the voice of the Pro Football Scouting Podcast. Today is Wednesday, November 14th, and I don't know if I've ever been this excited to bring you an episode before. And I know I'm always excited, but I'm really stoked about this one because, I'm always trying to use creative thinking for the show, but I really enjoyed the way I got to use the creative thinking today. I put on my GM hat and created what I call the 2019 NFL Fantasy Redraft. I'll give you all the rules on it in a second, but essentially it is an entire redraft of the NFL. And we're going on the draft order that teams have in the 2019 NFL draft. So that is today's show. Never done anything like it before. So I am excited to give that to you. And momentarily, I will go over the rules of that so you understand exactly head to toe how it works. One thing that I encourage you to do is maybe pause right now, get a pen and paper, get something to take notes with or use your computer. And as I announce the team, before I announce it, I'll give you a chance to think about it. Think about who you would draft at that point in time in this fantasy draft. If you want to send me a copy of your fantasy draft as we go along and say, hey, Steve, here's who I'm picking for these teams, definitely send them my way. That email is stevethescout81@gmail.com. A couple quick announcements. Advertising. So we are now having advertisers on the show. We have SeatGeek as well as PayJunction that are signed up to be advertisers with us in the future. If you do love this podcast, I encourage you, go to the Apple iTunes store, get an Apple ID, give us a rating, tell us what you think. We'd love to hear from you. Also, Facebook and Twitter, great way to reach out to us, always posting relevant content on there. And above anything else, we're really excited about the website project that we have, which is pigskinnut.com. I believe that is really going to be the future of this brand. The Pro Football Scouting Podcast is something that kind of got everything going and something that's going to continue to be big. But I'm really excited about pigskinnut.com. Website is about halfway done right now, and we have hundreds of volunteer writers that we're going to be working with that are going to be submitting content for all the NFL teams, all the college football conferences, and fantasy football. We're well-structured. We're organized. We have a good way to do this. If you want to be considered, send us a 2-4-paragraph article to stevethescout81@gmail.com. We'll get back to you within 24 to 72 hours with our feedback. And last thing, excited to announce that the Pro Football Scouting Podcast is now 6 days a week. We started out typically being a two-day-a-week show. Really, the first month or so, it was a bit sporadic. Then we went to two times a week, then three times a week. And the reason why I'm going six times a week is I want to give you content more frequently, but I also want to make it more digestible. So for the most part, you're going to see the stuff is shorter. I know I've said I'd make episodes shorter a few times, and I've still had some ones that have gone long. Really, you know, the shows that are on Friday and the show that's on Sunday, where it's covering more of the NFL, those ones will be a little longer. Really, the game preview show on Friday is going to be the long one of the week. This weekend for the Sunday show recapped everything a lot quicker. So my goal is to make everything pack a punch, but also give you content frequently. So let's talk about the rules of this NFL fantasy redraft. Number one, again, everyone in the NFL is a free agent. So everyone's a free agent. No one's on any team at this point. And we're going by the draft order that's in 2019. Now, here's the one caveat, because if you're truly doing an NFL redraft, more than probably half the round, I mean, I haven't thought about it, what that number would be, but maybe half the round would be quarterbacks. So I made my rules this, is I'm the acting GM of every team going in order, and I am only allowed to select five quarterbacks in the first round. I'm thinking about doing a second round next week, don't know if I will yet, but five quarterbacks a round, that way to make it a little bit more interesting. And again, you know, the things that I'm looking at here is I'm looking at, you know, the player right now and going forward. Their performance on the field. Do I think that performance can sustain itself? What's their health history like? And more importantly, what do I think their, you know, what do I think about their health going forward? So someone like Tom Brady and Drew Brees, who are still at the top of their game, these guys are not going to go in the top five because you really are in this particular draft, because it's a draft. You are looking for younger players and you're looking for them at impact positions. So I'm the acting GM of every team. I'm going to give you a chance before I go into it, before I tell you who I picked, to think about who it is that you might want to pick with that first pick. So remember, everyone's a free agent. Only five quarterbacks can be selected going on the 2019 draft order. Before I jump into that, let me just give you a little bit of background on the teams that do have multiple picks. So the Chicago Bears are teams that don't have picks. The Chicago Bears do not have a first-round pick. They traded it to Oakland. Now, Dallas also does not have a first-round pick, because if you remember, not just the other week, Dallas got Amari Cooper in a trade. They also gave up a first-round pick for that. And New Orleans sent a first-round selection to Green Bay in exchange for some other draft picks. So again, you know, Chicago, Dallas, New Orleans, those teams do not have a first-round draft pick. So five quarterbacks on the board. Every player in the NFL is a free agent. The first team on the clock is the Oakland Raiders. So I'm going to let you pause it for a second, maybe think about, if you want to, who you'd select number one if you were the Oakland Raiders in this new 2019 fantasy draft. All right. So the player that I would select for Oakland, if I was the GM of Oakland selecting first overall, I would take Patrick Mahomes. The reason why is when you want to look at arm strength, he's really got the strongest arm of any quarterback in the NFL. But that's not the main reason, because there's a lot of guys with strong arms. Josh Allen has one of the strongest throwing arms in the NFL. But when you watch Patrick Mahomes on the field, I mean, the tape doesn't lie. I don't need to go into what makes him a good player, but I think when you want to take into consideration age, natural ability, and proof of what they can do on the field and how much of a difference maker they can be, he should be, in my opinion, he should be the first overall pick in this draft. If I was the GM of Oakland and I was drafting first overall, I would take Patrick Mahomes. Now, second are the San Francisco 49ers. So think about, you want to pause it for a second, who you might draft now that Patrick Mahomes is off the board. For San Francisco, this may not be the most popular pick, because he has had an injury history. But I believe when you want to look at young quarterbacks in the NFL, you know, the guys that have been playing, you know, 6 years or less, or 5 years or less, whatever it is, I would put Andrew Luck number two. I really would. You got to remember, way before he was injured, he was one of the top quarterbacks in the league. Took Indianapolis to an AFC Championship game. Since he's come back this year, all he's really had for the most part this year has been a better offensive line. But his receiving core, it's not one of the better ones in the league. He hasn't had a running game throughout the year, but still, he's one of the top most productive quarterbacks in the NFL. Despite all that, I think going forward, you keep Andrew Luck upright. Those injury, you know, he's not gonna have the issues with injury that he has, and I just believe that Patrick Mahomes and Andrew Luck, to me, are the two top young quarterbacks in the NFL. So third drafting are the New York Giants. Three quarterbacks I can still pick from, and I'll tell you who I would draft at this point. For the New York Giants, I would draft Carson Wentz. Similar, you know, similar type player to Andrew Luck in a lot of ways. Really, he's a guy that, reminded me, yeah, just so much of Andrew Luck coming into the league, but he has a little bit of Patrick Mahomes and a little bit of Andrew Luck in him. Again, this is not going to be the most detailed scouting show, so if you're expecting me to really break down players to the nth degree, not what I'm going to do so much in this show. You guys know I do that all the time, but here I'm just going to focus on the players that I think. And I think when you look at Carson Wentz, the proof on the field that he's given, he had an ACL injury, But look, Tom Brady had an ACL injury. Plenty of good quarterbacks have ACL injuries, and it's never an issue again for the rest of their career. You look at Deshaun Watson. He's, you know, look at him moving around this year. So he is who I would take third overall. He was going to be the league MVP last year, and a lot of people still say the best young quarterback in the NFL. Number four, I'm still taking a quarterback. If I am the Arizona Cardinals, I am drafting Jared Goff. Now, I think some people might be thinking that Jared Goff has done especially well because of Sean McVay, and why I think it's fair to give Sean McVay credit. I got to say, Jared Goff is about the most accurate quarterback I've watched in the NFL this year, and maybe one of the three or four best at finding the soft spot in zone defenses. I mean, just exceptional at that. You know, if you're to ask me, he's one of the best already at reading the field. You know, yes, he's definitely been aided by Sean McVay, but there's no question about it. Jared Goff is one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. Forget the fact that he has Todd Gurley, Brandon Cooks, that he's got a great head coach. Watching the tape of this young quarterback, he's one of the best in the league. And if I was the Cardinals, based on his age, I would take him fourth overall. So first four quarterbacks. I went with Oakland taking Mahomes, Niners taking Luck, the Giants taking Wentz, and the Cardinals taking Jared Goff. And actually, I realized I did screw something up. I did put six quarterbacks on this list, so we'll roll with the punches here. There will be two more quarterbacks that I'll give. Before the show, I was kind of debating between five and six. So I think I said six and went back to five, maybe put six on here. So it's fine. We'll give you six quarterbacks. So the New York Jets are drafting fifth overall. If you want to pause it for a second, think about there's only two quarterbacks left that you can draft. You got to look at age. You got to look at impact position, impact player. Who are you drafting if you're the Jets sitting at number five with all four of those guys being off the board? I will tell you, I would draft Aaron Donald. To me, he is the best player in the NFL on either side of the football. He is the most dominant player in the league at any position in the last few years. And if you're going to ask me in terms of players that disrupt games, I've watched every single Rams game this year, pretty much from start to end. And there's a few teams each year that I watch every single one of their games from beginning to end. And then most of the teams I'm going to watch a lot of film cut-ups, but I've actually watched every single Rams game to see what are the things that they're doing well. And I'll tell you, this year and last year, he's the most disruptive player in the NFL. If I'm the Jets, I'm taking him fifth overall. He changes your team that much, even from the interior three technique position. Bills on the board at number six, Buffalo Bills. Who would you draft? Pause it for a second if you want. But if I'm the Buffalo Bills, I'm taking my fifth quarterback right now, and that's Russell Wilson, because he's still a relatively young quarterback. As he gets older, and let's just say he's, you know, can't scramble as well, you want to make him just a pocket passer. Just as a pocket passer, he's still one of the best in the NFL. I think a lot of you don't see him make a lot of you know, big throws down the field. He's certainly got a hell of an arm. But, you know, you don't think of Russell Wilson as the kind of guy that just dominates and lights things up like a Patrick Mahomes or a Carson Wentz has done. But really, Russell Wilson, when you look at it, he doesn't have nearly the supporting cast that some of these other guys do. I mean, you put Russell Wilson in Kansas City, you put him in Los Angeles, you put him in New Orleans. He's gonna have much bigger numbers there. So when I examine Russell Wilson's play, he's one of the cleanest quarterbacks to watch in the NFL. A pocket first passer that is a very calculated runner. So to me, that's my fifth quarterback at the Bills. I'm taking Russell Wilson sixth overall. Number seven are the Detroit Lions. Detroit, I'm taking Todd Gurley. He's the best running back in the NFL. What he does so well, I said I wouldn't scout, but of course I got to a little bit, is there's no one that does these things as well as him. There's no one that has as decisive vision and gets through the first level as fast as he does. So to me, just you know, and is hardest to bring down, really, you know, on that first level. So you look at all those things. Todd Gurley's a difference maker. Not only that, You look at NFL teams right now, you look at the Rams, you look at the Saints, you look at the Chiefs. Most NFL teams that are succeeding right now, Steelers too. James Conner's having a hell of a year. Big running backs. I'm starting to think that you really do need a good running back to really win in this league consistently. Even look at the Eagles last year. They had Jay Jaif. You know, enough said there. Eighth, the Broncos are selecting eighth overall next year's draft. And I'm gonna pick my last quarterback here. And despite the fact that he's injured, I've seen enough of him on tape last year, and I've seen enough of him on his college tape that I have been sold on him for quite some time. And I think he's gonna come back from his injury next year, and he's gonna be fine. And that is Jimmy Garoppolo. Jimmy Garoppolo. I believe when you examine on the film, he's one of the best. You know, top 10. You know. Definitely top 12 quarterbacks in the league. And considering how many teams have franchise quarterbacks, how young he is, I think you could even make a case, you know, when you just evaluate him on tape, forget everything else. Look at him last year, really a top 10 quarterback. So that is who I would take for the Broncos, eighth overall. For Jacksonville, they're drafting ninth overall. If you want to pause it for a second, you can do so now. Jacksonville, I'm taking Saquon Barkley. He's the most talented, gifted running back in the NFL. What makes Todd Gurley still a better running back is the thing I talked about is the decisiveness and how good he is with his vision and getting through really that first and second level. Saquon Barkley does a good job of that, but not as good as Todd Gurley. Todd Gurley is more decisive with his vision, you know, where you see him getting a lot more of those 6, 7, 8 yard chunk plays than Saquon does. 10th overall, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'm drafting another running back. I'm taking Zeke Elliott. You ask me, behind those two, he's the third best running back in the NFL. You could easily make the case that Zeke is number two because he's proven a lot more than Saquon. I'm just going by age and time they have left and you know what I think they're going to be capable of going forward. The Browns are selecting 11th overall. I'm going to take my first wide receiver. I'm taking Odell Beckham Jr. because when you look at, yeah, he had a little bit of injury history there. But you know he's come back strong this year. And when you want to look at age and talent, I don't know if there's anyone that beats him right now in terms of age and talent at the wide receiver position. The Colts are 12th overall. I'm taking Myles Garrett. When you want to look at a young, promising defensive end, to me he's the top prospect in this draft. He's good enough where he can be one of the best defensive ends in NFL history. He does so much, not just rushing the passer. He's incredible against the run. A good team guy and someone who is just getting better very rapidly. One of the best players at any position in the NFL. I take him 12th overall, making him actually the first edge rusher that's off the board. Now, 13, the Raiders have another draft pick. The Raiders selected Patrick Mahomes first overall. I'm taking Tyreek Hill. I'll tell you why. I'm not going to say Tyreek Hill is the second best wide receiver in the NFL, but when you want to look at age and you want to look at working with Patrick Mahomes, there's a lot of proof there, and those two are really the perfect combination for each other because there's no one that can sling the ball downfield the way I've seen Patrick Mahomes do. Not Matthew Stafford, not Aaron Rodgers. I haven't seen anyone with his kind of arm strength right now. Yes, all those guys can still throw bombs. They can still throw it probably, you know, 65, 70 yards, but I don't know anyone who throws the ball downfield as fast as he does you know, right now and just really has the pure arm strength. So when you look at Tyreek Hill having that kind of speed, they've been a perfect combination in Kansas City. I want to keep that going and replicate what's already working. Number 13, the Raiders, I'm drafting Tyreek Hill, wide receiver, who currently plays on the Chiefs. Seattle's drafting 14th. I'm now taking my second edge rusher. It's Khalil Mack. Khalil Mack, when you look at his age and not only just his production, but the fact that he's seemingly getting a turnover every single game throughout his career, he's consistently gotten a lot of strip sacks, caused fumbles. He is the best outside linebacker in the NFL, I believe, against the run. He can drop back in coverage, rush the passer. He is one of the very few players in the NFL, and I think there's maybe five or six of them where, you know, it can really just destroy you for a whole day. And now, you know, we've probably seen more players, more than five or six, that can ruin a game plan, but I'm talking about guys that really do it on a consistent basis. 15, the Atlanta Falcons are picking, and I'm going with a running back again. I believe that. You look at the way teams are performing right now in the NFL, they mostly, for the most part, have dominant running games this year. I'm going with Alvin Kamara. He has proven to be one of the best out of the backfield in the NFL, one of the best receivers in the NFL, and I think the best receiver at making in-route and last-second adjustments, to adjust to the ball that's thrown his way. So I love Alvin Kamara. He's number 15 for Atlanta. 16, I'm taking my third pass rusher. I'm taking Von Miller, just a hair behind Khalil Mack. Look, Von Miller, he'll strip sack you too. But I believe Von Miller, it has the quicker first step. But I believe Khalil Mack, just as an overall football player, when you want to look at every aspect of his game, just might be a tiny hair better. But it is really close though. 17, the Baltimore Ravens. I'm taking the first defensive back, and that is Jalen Ramsey. Sorry if I haven't been pausing as much. I'll remember to pause, but you guys can pause as you go along. So Jalen Ramsey is number 17. Let's go back to giving you some time. The Dolphins. Dolphins picking at 18. Who would you pick if you were the GM? If I'm the Dolphins, I'm gonna pick Le'Veon Bell. He hasn't played this year. He's got fresh legs. I talked about needing a running back to win, and he's still one of the best in the NFL. I put him a hair behind Alvin Kamara because Alvin Kamara is younger. More explosive, and he's going to be probably better for longer at this point. Packers picking at number 19. If you want to pause it for a second, go ahead and do so now. But if I'm the Packers, I'm picking Julio Jones. He's been, production wise, he's the first receiver in the NFL this year to get over 1,000 receiving yards. He's having, statistically speaking, he has more yards than any receiver in the NFL does right now, and Although you can make the argument that maybe Antonio Brown is still the best receiver in the game, Julio with his size and strength and everything else that he brings to the table. Also, I really do believe Julio Jones is the ultimate team guy, if you've read about him. So I think with just his size, the fact that production wise he is still maybe the best receiver in the game. Him and Antonio Brown, Odell Beckham's in that conversation. So are some other guys. But I would take him at number 19. Number 20, I would take another wide receiver. If you want to pause it now and think about who the Tennessee Titans would take, based on the fact that we have all these players, that are off the board. If I'm the Tennessee Titans, I'm drafting Michael Thomas, the wide receiver who currently plays in New Orleans. It's second year in the league. He's been healthy. And when I want to look at just pure receiving skill, he's top three in the NFL this year. Torched a very good cornerback last week for over 200 yards, and he's just been so consistent since coming in. And not only that, I think he's going to continue to get better because Drew Brees is a guy that I'm sure we all know, we've heard he has a great work ethic, but I've heard him on many occasions, and when I say many, like three or four to be honest, talk about the work ethic of Michael Thomas. So you look at his route running ability, everything he's done production wise, mostly just you look at his play in the field. He is an advanced receiver for a second year guy in the league. He would be who I draft for Tennessee at number 20. Number 21, I'm taking another wide receiver. 21, Cincinnati. If you want to pause it, Bengals. Bengals, I'm taking Antonio Brown. Two picks ahead of Julio. A little bit of a smaller receiver, but still, you can make the case that he's one of the best in the NFL. But he's not as young as a Michael Thomas. It's definitely unfair to say Michael Thomas is a better wide receiver than Antonio Brown, but he's been in the league a lot less. I think this is Antonio Brown's seventh year. I want to say seventh or eighth year. I'm not quite sure, but Michael Thomas, this is his second year. That's why I rank him that way. Moving on to Minnesota. Minnesota drafting at 22. If you want to pause it for a second, go ahead and do so now. But at 22, Minnesota, I'm taking left tackle David Bakhtiari, and I'm not sure if I'm saying his name right. Unfortunately, he's been one of the players that I've been asked to study at the scouting academy, but I still can't pronounce his last name right. But David Bakhtiari, hopefully I'm saying that right. He's the left tackle of the Green Bay Packers. Last year, arguably the best left tackle in the NFL. You look at him this year, it's really been the same thing. You look at him You know, one thing that I do look at is I do look at how mistake-free offensive linemen are in Pro Football Focus. I think Pro Football Focus, it's not the end-all, be-all, but it definitely gives you some value. I looked at the competition that he went against, looked at, his production in terms of just how few mistakes he made. And you look at how important that left tackle position is. I believe he's the best in the NFL right now. That's who I would take, 22, if I'm Minnesota. 23, Houston Texans, if you want to pause it for a second. I am going to take, drum roll please, another running back. For Houston number 23, I'm taking Melvin Gordon. Best physique in the NFL. Not that means anything about why you should draft him here, what kind of football player he is, but he is jacked. But also you want to look at an explosive guy out of the backfield that can receive and do it all. He's been one of the most consistent backs in the NFL for a few years right now. He's in the prime of his career, and probably still getting better. He was in the same draft class as Todd Gurley, so still relatively young. He's in his prime right now, and again, another example of a running back who's making his team better. Look at the Chargers this season. 24th for the Redskins. The Redskins pick 24th. You want to pause it? You can. But 24th, I'm taking DeAndre Hopkins. DeAndre Hopkins, over the last 5 years, easily one of the five best wide receivers in the NFL. I think he goes a little bit unnoticed. Not that he's unnoticed, but he doesn't get quite the attention that he should, because you have Antonio Brown and Julio Jones and Odell Beckham. But let me just tell you this: he is on the same level with all of those guys. His game is different. You know, if you've heard me scout him in the past, he does a lot of things that those guys don't do as well as him. So you can't really say that, you know, Antonio Brown's better than DeAndre Hopkins or Julio Jones. You know, really, you know, I believe, you know, at that level, I would say right now, Julio Jones, Odell Beckham, DeAndre Hopkins, Antonio Brown, those are the four best in the game. But it's really hard to say which one's better, because they all do different things. It's really what you like best, if that makes sense. 25th, the Raiders pick again. So far they've drafted the Chiefs. So the Chiefs are now the Raiders, essentially. So they have Patrick Mahomes. They have Tyreek Hill, and if you want to pause it here, you can do so now. But maybe I just kind of gave it away there. But I'm drafting Kareem Hunt here. I'm replicating what I know is working already. Kareem Hunt out of the backfield and as a receiver is about as deadly as you see in the NFL. I did a little more breakdown on there. Where I actually, you know, talked about really what gives them these qualities. But when you look at the most electric players in the game, and definitely encourage you to go back to listen to the 15 most electric players in the NFL, Kareem Hunt is one of them. Another guy that adds a lot of versatility on that Kansas City offense. I'm replicating what works. I'm bringing the Chiefs and now making them the Raiders. 26th, the Panthers are selecting. And this one might be a surprise for you, but I am drafting rookie edge rusher Bradley Chubb. I've seen enough tape the past few weeks to know that. I saw enough tape in college where I knew that there was just no question he was going to make an impact pretty quickly in the league. But still, you always got to see exactly what they're doing on the field when they get to the NFL. But to me, you know, you look at him from just watching his tape, I believe within a year or two, he's going to be one of the best pass rushers in this league. He is special. Considering edge rusher, it's such a premium position. You want to be able to affect the pass game. You want a guy that's young. You want a guy that has energy that can fit into any system. Bradley Chubb is that guy. 27th, the Patriots are selecting. And I'm selecting who I believe fundamentally is the best cornerback in the NFL, and that's A.J. Boye from the Jacksonville Jaguars. Jalen Ramsey got all the attention, but I think when you want to look at just technically sound fundamentals, who's the best? I think it's A.J. Boye. 28th, the Chargers. If you want to pause it for a second, you can. But the Chargers, for them, if I'm their GM, I am drafting Luke Kuechly. The reason why, he's still the best middle linebacker in the NFL. And even as he gets older and maybe loses a step, what he does is he is the quarterback of a defense, and he makes that entire defensive unit better. Don't get it fooled. One of the reasons that the Panthers are so good is what Luke Kuechly does for them before the snap. I think even in this fantasy redraft, given his age, he's not old, but I'm saying, you know, he's not as young as some of these guys. He's still a guy that belongs in this first round. Bobby Wagner certainly can make a case for that as well, but Luke Kuechly is just so instinctual. Not that Bobby Wagner isn't. I think you take him, and he's still the best middle linebacker. Still the best middle linebacker in the NFL today. 29th. Overall, that pick belongs to the Steelers. You want to pause it, you certainly can right now. But I am taking another middle linebacker, a guy I just talked about, Bobby Wagner. When you want to talk about best middle linebackers in the NFL over the past several years, it's been Wagner, Kuechly, then everyone else. I still believe when you want to look at a sideline-to-sideline tackling middle linebacker, I still believe that he's the best in the game. Luke Kuechly's right there. I mean, you could really say either one of them, but I do believe Bobby Wagner is overall the better athlete right now, but I do think Luke Kuechly's intelligence, not to say Bobby Wagner is not smart because he's very instinctual, but Luke Kuechly is just such a difference maker. I took him right before. 30th overall, the Packers pick again. So if I am the Packers GM picking at 30, I'm taking one of the most versatile secondary players in the NFL, and he's also a rookie, and I think quickly becoming one of the best safeties in the NFL, and that is Derwin James. I said before the NFL draft that I thought he was the most versatile player in the draft. He is a safety who is a traditional in the box safety who can drop back in coverage, who can line up at quarterback, who can blitz off the edge, sideline to sideline speed, and a very willing physical tackler. Really does it all. He is that much of a difference maker. He's only in his rookie year. He's going to get better. He belongs in this first round, even being in his rookie year and being a safety. 31st overall belongs to the Rams. And if you want to pause it, you can. But look, you need edge rushers in the NFL. This guy, as consistently as anyone in the NFL, is always getting to the quarterback every single year. And he's not one of the most talked about names, but, you know, he's a guy like DeMarcus Ware, just quietly goes about getting, you know, 13, 14, 15 sacks every year. Chandler Jones is the guy I would take based on the guys who are off the board already. Can't draft any more quarterbacks, haven't been able to do so since Jimmy Garoppolo. So Chandler Jones is who I take 31st. And again, the Chiefs are picking, this is the Chiefs' first pick, excuse me. So 32nd overall, I am taking a younger pass rusher who has a bit of an injury bug right now, but based on what I saw his rookie year, and he did have some give me sacks, but I think Joey Bosa, his future is going to be one of the best edge rushers in the NFL. So I try to make it shorter. Did my best. Hopefully most of them will be shorter. This one's a little bit of a special episode, so cut me some slack on it. Again, just kind of going over all the picks here. First, Oakland, Patrick Mahomes. Niners, Andrew Luck. Giants, Carson Wentz. Cardinals, Jared Goff. Jets, Aaron Donald. Bills, Russell Wilson. Lions, Todd Gurley. Broncos, Jimmy G. Jacksonville, Saquon. Tampa Bay, Zeke Elliott. The Browns taking OBJ. The Colts taking Myles Garrett. The Raiders taking Tariq Hill to compliment Patrick Mahomes. The Seahawks taking Khalil Mack. Falcons taking Alvin Kamara. Eagles taking Von Miller. Ravens taking Jalen Ramsey. Dolphins taking Le'Veon Bell. Julio Jones goes to the Packers. Mike Thomas goes to the Titans. Antonio Brown goes to the Bengals. Then we have David Bakhtiari going to the Vikings, left tackle at number 22. Then we have Melvin Gordon going to the Texans. We have DeAndre Hopkins going to the Redskins. Kareem Hunt goes to the Raiders. Bradley Chubb goes to the Panthers. A.J. Bouye goes to the Pats. Luke Kuechly goes to the Chargers. Bobby Wagner goes to the Steelers. Derwin James goes to the Packers. Chandler Jones goes to the Rams. And Joey Bosa goes to the Chiefs. And that is the rule with six quarterbacks I was picking. So again, send me your list. You want to send me your list? Say, hey, here's my fantasy redraft. I'll let you use six quarterbacks. Let me know what you think. You want to give me some feedback on mine. That's totally cool. This is an interactive platform. Always want it to be that way. If you like this, give me some love in the iTunes store. This is Steve the Scout with the Pro Football Scouting Podcast, signing off.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.